one's own decisive experience, one's own instinctive recognition of clarity is what is really decisively important. And what is very important along with that is that that occur not only for individuals, but for everyone in human society together. Now, for thousands of years of human history at least, we have known that clarity is the fundamental nature of the mind, just the bare awareness with which everything is perceived. Now, if you're sitting here wondering what clarity is, just stop thinking for a moment. And the alertness, cognizance, and clarity that is present when we stop thinking is present in all thinking. So it's present whether we're thinking or not thinking. And fundamentally, all that is occurring is that we're either emphasizing clarity, relying on clarity, or emphasizing the points of view in clarity. The view and points of view are inseparable, like the color blue and the sky. This is the very simple equation, you could say. We are educated, in fact, we take responsibility for educating ourselves to rely on points of view rather than clarity. It's as simple as that. And once we know what clarity is, then we can emphasize clarity rather than emphasize the points of view. By emphasizing the view, relying on the view, then the points of view aren't so much of a problem anymore. Because in clarity itself, the view, we find a comprehensive order of intelligence that is a greater order that subsumes all points of view. So it is a laser-like way of being in the world. There are many questions about practical situations. How does clarity apply to practical situations? Many of our models of clarity and teachings about clarity show people living in remote settings who are somehow separate from everyone else in society. So we really haven't had modeled to us very much the integration of clarity in all of human society. However, the only way to instinctively recognize clarity at all times is to participate fully in all everyday activities. It doesn't matter where you're living. Do you see what I'm saying? And no matter what kind of situation we're in, it's clarity that is the most powerful vantage. It doesn't matter what situation we're in. We're all born with clarity. We begin to emphasize points of view based on what we're exposed to. So you could say that the points of view are circumstantial or adventitious. They just are whatever they are. However, there are ways of relating, describing the world, talking to other people. However, they're not our primary vantage. By the power of relying on clarity for short moments many times, it becomes continuous. And I can also say to you that that is guaranteed. I can share that with you, but unless you directly experience it and see the value of it, it will be meaningless, right? By the power of your own clarity, and you could say gaining familiarity with it, a natural confidence develops in its power.